Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John. John is engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. And today is Monday, February the 14th, 2022. It's Valentine's Day in the Valentine State. Today is the 110th anniversary of Arizona becoming the 48th state, shortly after New Mexico, which became, I think it was about a year earlier than Arizona. The Buckmaster Show in our 12th year here on the radio. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Our radio station is 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, worldwide live listening, with our podcasts all available for you at buckmastershow.com. Our Buckmaster Show Live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Our Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Stop by and saw Mo and Corinne, his lovely daughter, over the weekend. They had a piece ready for me that I had framed up. And as usual, it looks like it could go on a museum wall. They do such fine work over there at Moe's. They are also doing e-commerce. The website there is moesgallery.com. They are located at Fort Lowell and Dodge. John Munger is here, a well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, Republican candidate for governor in 2010, former chair of the Republican Party in Arizona, and Jeff Rogers with us as well, also another well-known Tucson attorney, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. And of course, the day after Super Bowl, everybody talks about two things, John and Jeff. They talk about three things. The game, the halftime show, which was the first time they had ever done a full rap show.
Boring.
Not your taste, I take it, John. And the third thing are the commercials. And so, anyway, Jeff, did you enjoy, first of all, the game?
I enjoyed the game. I was modestly amused by the halftime show, and the commercials weren't as funny this year.
They weren't as good by any means.
I look forward to them getting a good laugh out of them. I thought the commercials were
frankly poor.
Yeah.
You didn't know what the heck they were talking about.
In some cases, that was very true. I just thought it was just a really weak crop of commercials this year.
Or was that one where they kept moving a logo around the screen?
Yeah, what was that?
And I never did figure out what that was about.
Maybe someone, a listener, can call us and actually tell me that. 790-2040. Because I still don't have an answer what that thing was going all around around the screen there.
No. But,
yeah.
Boring.
Anyway... Jeff and John, according to CNN, Republicans and Democrats are looking for some new faces. Half of Democrats polled by CNN say they'd like someone other than Joe Biden to run in 2024. And pretty much half of Republicans, John, say they'd rather see someone other than Donald Trump run for president. So people want new faces.
Well, I think they do want new faces. I personally, I would like to see a new generation of political leaders in this country. I've had enough of the old leaders. I think the difference is in the polling you were talking about is the Democrats really know they've got a problem with Joe Biden, who'll be 82 years old, running for president again, and Kamala Harris isn't feasible. She's even more unpopular than Biden.
Yeah, her polling numbers are very low.
They're in the tank. You know, Republicans, I'm one among them. I would rather personally see somebody besides Trump. But if Trump were the nominee, I'd enthusiastically support him. I'm not going to vote for him in the primary. My wife, incidentally, is and will. But, you know, if somebody were to ask me, do I want Donald Trump to run again, I would say no. I'd rather see DeSantis or Nikki Haley or somebody like that run. But that's different. My feelings are different and not as passionate as the Democrats, who understand that they're in deep trouble if Joe Biden runs again. So the passions are different, Bill.
And the bench, I will say the Republicans have
deep bench.
On the bench that Jeff, you just, when you think about, well, if it's not Joe Biden, I mean, who's it going to be?
The only thing I could tell you for sure is if Trump wins, the Democrats, if Trump is the nominee, Democrats will win again. I mean, I just don't see.
It's not what the polls show.
I just don't see America being willing to put up with four more years of Donald Trump. And you're right. There are many other prospects in the Republican Party. Democrats, I think that they're just a little exhausted. And I think everybody's exhausted from the political theater over the last 6 years. And I think that's been exacerbated by the coronavirus, and I think Americans are just anxious and kind of angry and exhausted. And I think that politics is something that people would like to, you know, not be worried about as much. And I think that was one of the things that Biden offered us, was a sort of return to normalcy where it wasn't a constant problem. But now you add together the coronavirus that's now going into its third year, together with the fact that people are seeing this inflation jump to the highest it's been since the Reagan administration. And people, you know, are worried. I mean, when ordinary working people have to go to the store and they see milk prices and gas prices,
food prices are at a 10-year high.
Yeah, I mean, I shop for groceries, and I'm astonished every time I go through the checkout counter. I look at it and go, wow, that sure was a lot of money I spent today, and I didn't seem to buy much. So I think there's a lot of anxiety out there, and I think that, you know, and I'm somebody who thinks that Joe Biden is a transitional figure, that he's somebody who got us away from Trump and returned us a little bit to normalcy,
but
I suspect that he's probably not going to be, you know, a candidate next time around. I would be surprised, given his age and other things. I would be surprised if he were our nominee.
Well, Biden hardly returned us to normalcy. I mean, we've got inflation. We had the horrific Afghan withdrawal. We have we're being invaded on the border. We have all kinds of, we have crime in the streets that's unprecedented. That's hardly normalcy. Then he promised to be a non-divisive president. He introduces the most socialistic bills in Congress that have ever been introduced. He's just a disaster. Then you have Hillary Clinton now moving. She's been moving to try to get in position, but everybody's worn out with her. And now you've got the new Durham report, which I encourage Durham investigation. I encourage your listeners to Google Durham investigation, because CNN isn't covering it. Nobody's watching CNN anyway. Their listenership is down to 500,000 people, which is nothing. Nobody watches CNN anymore. It's a disaster. But none of the networks other than Fox News are covering this Durham investigation. And Durham has uncovered that Hillary Clinton and her campaign, both before Trump's election and after Trump was president, was spying on the president's servers. I mean, that is worse than Watergate.
Okay.
And Hillary Clinton is behind that. She was paying the people who were doing that, and she's done. And frankly, it's more dirty tricks by the Democratic Party. It's more cheating by the Democratic Party. It just hardens in people's mind that the Democratic Party can't win unless they cheat.
Jeff, is she done?
Well, I think as a political figure, she's done. Yeah, I think she had her chance in 2016, and she lost to the worst candidate the Republican Party's ever fielded in the history of their party. So I don't see how she's ever going to come back from the dead. And that, I mean, if you lose to Donald Trump, that'll probably be the lead thing on her gravestone. She lost to Donald Trump. So I don't picture her, and she hasn't been personally implicated in this, and also there have been no criminal charges filed against anyone for anything about this. So
there's been indictments filed against three.
No, there hasn't been anything, and no one has been indicted about what you're talking about here today. There have been a couple of indictments of other people on other things, but not on the thing you're talking about here today.
No, I disagree.
There hasn't been anyone indicted.
This is just
going to go a different.
There's three indictments out there against three people in the Hillary Clinton campaign.
All right. We're going to pause right here. And by the way, a listener responded to my inquiry about that ad. It's for cryptocurrency.
Called Coinbase.
Yeah, it was a cryptocurrency company called Coinbase, thanks to a listener, actually a couple of them, who responded when I said I didn't really know what that was all about.
Maybe Coinbase's plan was to have us talking about it the day after.
Hey, they just got a great plug. seeing those little barcodes going around the screen. But anyway, I want to give now a great plug to Mona's Danish Bakery. Oh, my goodness. We had the John and Jeff, Ann and I had the quiche. I don't know. You know where I'm going with that one then, John. The spinach cheese quiche was just so delicious, very flavorful.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. And the crust is so light.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Very light. And it's a large quiche. Two people can easily split it. And then I went with the
I ate the whole thing, Bill.
I don't blame you. Went back to the Jeff went back to the muffins, did a blueberry muffin, and then Sunday I did the chocolate chip muffin. Oh, boy, they're really good. But really in and out of the quiche up at Mona's Danish Bakery. Were you up there this week, Jeff?
Nope, I wasn't up there this week.
Well, they did a beautiful Valentine's Kringle. They are located at Swan and Sunrise, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Their website is monasdanishbakery.com. Beautiful pictures of all of their menu items. And they open Tuesday through Sunday, 6:30. They are open for breakfast, and people will be there waiting when the doors open. I don't blame them. We'll be right back in the Green Thing, Zocalo Village Studios.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. we grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Stop by Green Things, 3384 East River Road. It's greenthingsaz.com. And their sister business on the property is Zocalo Village. Beautiful merchandise, much of it handcrafted from Mexico and Europe. Their website is zocalovillage.com. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers seated to my left, John Munger to my right. Another poll that I found the results troubling, Jeff, over the weekend, that 56% of respondents to the CNN poll have little or no confidence that American elections reflect the will of the people. When that trust continues to erode, that is very troubling.
It's very troubling, but it's not surprising because the Republican Party has just become essentially a cult of personality around Donald Trump. I think there is some hope. I mean, we're starting to see that sort of begin to dissipate, and I'm hopeful that the Republican Party kind of comes around, albeit slowly, to realizing that that's not the future of the Republican Party, that the future lies in ideas, not in a cult of personality. So, but it's unsurprising with the attacks we have. And just last week, what the Republican Party did was they went after two of the members of the Select Committee on January 6th and said that basically January 6th was nothing but ordinary citizens engaged in legitimate political discourse. That is just astonishing that the Republican Party would say that and validate that insurrection and attack on our Capitol, which was fomented by Donald Trump. So I think that's shocking, and so it leads me to believe if that Republican Party continues to go down that course, then it's unsurprising that they would have little faith in our elections.
Number one, there's no evidence at all that was fomented by Donald Trump.
Except his words on the Capitol Mall.
No, he did. He said peacefully protest. And there's a big difference, Jeff. So there's no evidence that Donald Trump was involved. Number two, all the people that talked to him said that he wasn't encouraging it. The people that were insiders said, no, he wasn't encouraging that. Number two, the reason people have problems with the election process is the Democrats cheat all the time. They've cheated for years. And everybody knows that they vote people who are dead. They double vote people. Now they're, again, spying on presidents and cheating during campaigns by spying on their opposing Republican candidates' servers to try and dig up information, which has simply proved that Donald Trump was right. He was being spied upon. And it's most interesting to see that the networks, all except Fox News, aren't covering it. It's not in the newspaper. This is huge news. I mean, this is bigger than Watergate. And I encourage your listeners to look up the Durham investigation and see what's going on, because this is huge news, and it's being suppressed by the media.
You pointed that out in the first section.
Actually, there's no evidence whatsoever that the government was involved in any of this.
Oh, yes, there is.
No, there isn't any evidence whatsoever of that.
I want to move over to the situation with the imminent we are hearing is the imminent invasion of Russia into Ukraine. And John, you were saying before we went on the air, there is, I think you said a simple solution possibly to this?
Well,
I don't know if you said simple, but you said a solution.
We have sanctioned, and I think, in fairness, I think Biden has taken a tough position, and he's threatened sanctions. He's providing weaponry to the Ukrainians. But if you really wanted to hit the Russians, what you would do is you would say, what's Russia's economy based on? It's based on oil. Natural gas and oil. So, and the United States has the largest oil reserves in the world.
That's true. Yeah.
And yet Biden has cut off oil in the United States. We have gone from being under Trump to being a major exporter of the world's largest exporter of oil. To being now dependent upon oil from other countries. So we're back to being dependent upon Russia and OPEC. Now, Jeff will say, well, we're not buying oil from Russia. Yeah, but somebody else is, and that makes that oil unavailable to us. So we have to buy from somebody else, but it's all going around.
Would you say open then the strategic reserves
no,
or whatever?
No, you don't open the strategic reserves.
What do you do?
You start drilling for oil.
Okay.
And, of course, Biden won't do that because he's got the liberal Democrats, the socialists saying, oh, the greenies saying, oh, we gotta stop digging for oil. Well, that's crazy. If you want to hurt the Russians, drop the price of oil and ruin their economy.
Jeff?
Actually, those kinds of programs are going to take years in the making.
No, they
won't. And not only that, but we're not an importer of oil right now.
Yes,
as well.
We are.
We are not a net importer. The fact is that we're still a major producer of oil and gas, but that's not what's going to take down the Russians. What's going to take down the Russians is to basically shut down their access to the monetary systems that govern the globe. And that is the key way we're going to do this. And
are we planning to do that?
Well, there are plans that the State Department and the Defense Department have that will basically shut off their access to monies and banks and properties throughout the world. And that'll hit him right at home, because he's rumored now to be, and actually there's a Republican bill that's gaining a lot of Democratic support in the Senate right now that would start an investigation into Trump or into Putin and his assets. And this would be one of the sanctions that the United States Senate is mulling about. And that's probably a pretty good bill. And I think it'll end up with a lot of bipartisan support. But we need to be moving more quickly than Biden is doing it now. I think that waiting until they invade to engage in some of these sanctions is a little foolish. We ought to start some incremental movement towards those sanctions right away. The one thing they have done really well is that they have exposed a lot of intelligence that would normally be kept under wraps. You wouldn't want to expose certain things because you want your sources to be, don't want your sources to dry up. But the Biden administration has been very aggressive in leaking and telling the public about all of the intelligence of what it shows Russia is up to, in order to basically, and including one thing where they were going to try a false flag kind of deal that where they would pretend that Ukraine initiated an attack on Russia, and that the invasion would be in retaliation for that. So
the Germans did in Poland.
They certainly did, John.
Yeah,
your World War II history.
Yep.
And that was August 30th and August 31st of 1939, and then the war began September 1st.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they were actually German soldiers dressed up in Polish uniforms.
Yeah, and they attacked and the Poles. Or the Germans.
They destroyed some kind of, it was a radio tower.
It was a radio tower.
Radio tower,
and
yeah.
The Germans used that to invade Poland, take over Poland.
Yep.
And the Russians will try to do the same thing. Look, we need to do all the things that Jeff's described, and which I endorse, but we need to get the price of oil. If you want to hit the Russians long term, you say, look, we're going to start producing oil again.
Because that price of oil right now, which
is
keeps
high.
Going up, favors and helps the Russian
economy. It helps the Russians.
Economy.
So you say, okay, we're going to open up our oil, and we're going to start drilling for oil again, and we're going to put you under. and we can do it. All the things, there's no reason why we can't do it all, and we should do it all. But Biden is influenced by the greenies. And he won't let that happen because he's trying to create an economy where we're dependent upon solely upon solar power and wind power. And, you know, that isn't going to happen overnight. So
All right.
Let's drill for oil until solar and wind power become more economic.
Okay.
And let's put the Russians under.
John, thank you very much. Jeff, thank you very much for coming
You're
in.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They are located at Fort Lowell and Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. Also, their website looks really good. They've revamped it. Doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. It's Valentine's Day 2022. We'll have the Better Business Bureau scam of the month alert, and it is Valentine's related. We'll be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com. Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show on this Valentine's Day 2022, also the statehood day for Arizona, the 110th anniversary of statehood day. Arizona became the 48th state admitted to the Union in 1912. And of course, Valentine's Day is a huge day for retailers. Our friends at the Better Business Bureau, Denise Alvarez, with me in studio, tells me $24 billion in consumer spending on Valentine's Day. Denise, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to welcome Denise, the Director of Operations for, I think, the best BBB in the United States, the BBB right here in Tucson. Denise, as some of us may be kind of doing some last-minute Valentine shopping. The scammers love Valentine's Day, don't they?
Yes, absolutely. And like as you said, a lot of people have prepared for the celebration and other people have waited. But we wanted to share the most common scams that we receive just so that consumers are aware. Because we really do get any complaints between fake jewelry to what's most common are imposter websites. And so we wanted to share those tips with the consumer so that they're aware.
Why don't we begin with these imposter websites? What is that all about?
Those are websites that seem to be authentic. They actually take pictures, descriptions from real websites, and then they create these websites that are, you know, slightly misspelled. Or if you're searching online on one of the search engines, you know, that website mm-hmm. will pop up.
But it could be very convincing, couldn't
absolutely.
It, Denise?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, and they really do use similar methods to create fake online platforms, which are often used to steal people's identity. And so we want consumers to be aware of what to look for when they're using those websites to make their purchases for Valentine's Day.
So let's talk about some of the red flags that consumers should look for to spot a fake or what's called imposter website.
Yes. So the first red flag are the products that are available at an extreme discount or a low price. That's always a red flag. The seller requests customers to pay with cash transfer apps or cryptocurrency, and customer service is not reachable. Those are all red flags from an imposter website. And what we want consumers to do is really check out BBB, BBB.org, before they enter any information or make any purchase. And be sure that you are using a secure site when entering information, especially payment information. So that's a little lock icon on the URL. You want to make sure that that's there when you're entering the information to make sure that it's actually going somewhere secure.
You know, since we've been doing these sessions with the BBB, I always look now for that little lock. And it's something I hadn't really thought too much about till we've been doing these sessions. But if you look up there at the URL and you look for the lock, that gives you, I think, a little feeling of trust, doesn't it?
Correct. Yes. That's when you know that the information is being secured, it's being protected, and it's going to, you know, the vendor. And so you want to make sure that that's there before you enter any payment information, any personal information. But, you know, consumers really, and scammers, I apologize, really go to great lengths to be able to steal people's identity. And so, I don't know, have you heard of the wrong number scam?
No, I have not. Tell me about that, the wrong number scam.
Well, you get a text message, and responding might seem, you know, really harmless. Mm-hmm. In fact, it, you know, a lot of people think it's the polite thing to do is to respond, especially if they're looking for someone specific or saying that they're trying to match with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the text messages continue and they start chatting, asking for personal information. And then, you know, when you least expect it, there's identity fraud happening.
So they try to bait you and lure you into a conversation just to kind of get you going here and just begin the chat, right?
Right, yes. It starts out very casual, and then they'll start asking more and more personal questions, and that's how they get that information to then steal your identity.
So what are some of the red flags that consumers can keep in mind if this happens to them, if they are a potential victim of this particular scam?
Well, the first red flag is that the messages don't stop. They're very insisting. They're throughout the day. The sender directs you to sign up for like some type of website. Again, because this is all regarding Valentine's Day, you know, they'll ask you to, hey, can you upload a picture, sign up for this website, and that's where they take the rest of your information.
And they want to get that personal information, right?
Right, correct. And if you think about it, even sharing that you have pets or your pet names could be used to access your information. That could be the answer to one of your security questions.
So ooh, that's
even sharing
true.
Things like that isn't, you know, we have to be cautious of.
Yeah, and I never thought about that because that seems to be a very common security question.
Correct.
What is your pet's name? Yeah, that's good advice. So the personal information, really try to avoid sharing that.
Correct, yes.
Now, how about another scam that we should look out for on Valentine's Day?
Another commonly reported scam is the fake florist scam.
Oh, yes. Everybody thinks about flowers for Valentine's Day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're always looking for the florist that can deliver that same day, right? Because you forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And so BBB has received many reports on shoppers who thought that they were ordering flowers from an online florist, but either got nothing at all or disappointment arrangements. So when looking for a florist, consumers should always start by checking the business reviews on BBB.org, review the company's information, return policy is really important, guaranteed satisfaction. And again, if the deal seems too good to be true, it usually is. So you want to make sure that you do your homework before you purchase those flowers.
How about buying locally? Try to buy, at least I always try to. So check with local vendors, right?
Yes, absolutely. Check with local vendors. And I think when we see this more often is when people forget or don't. And so they go online real quick to try to find someone to deliver that same day. And that's when most of those scammers take advantage of that because they know that there's some of us out there that procrastinate and wait until the last minute. So they take advantage of that.
So Valentine's Day is ripe for scams. Anytime you bring in the kind of figures we were talking about, the billions and billions of dollars, you're going to have people that are going to try to go after, you know, get a piece of that money illegally. Anything else you can give us? Any tips about buying a gift for your sweetheart or avoiding some of these what they call catfishing scams?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, we get a lot of reports of scams and complaints during Valentine's Day. And so BBB wants to help. We want to help you make those purchases with a company that you can trust. So if you want to visit BBB.org to look for the company, we have information on complaints and customer reviews on there. And we also want consumers to be able to outsmart that scammer. So if you believe that you've been a victim or would like to learn more about those scams, if you visit bbb.org/scamtracker, you can see the scams around your area. But we also this year created a website hub that basically hosts all of the information for Valentine's Day. So if you want to learn more about other scams that have been happening around Valentine's Day, you can visit bbb.org/valentine to read more about that information.
And it won't just end on Valentine's Day.
Correct,
They will be out in force probably tomorrow as well with all sorts of scams. And that's why it's a good idea to check out BBB.org and the scam tracker, because you've got the latest scams going around, and some of these are very specific to areas of our region.
Correct, yes. And so the scam tracker gives you a heat map that'll give you all of the information, and those are live scams that are happening right now.
All right. Denise Alvarez. Thank you, Denise. Director of Operations, the Better Business Bureau. Hope you have a great Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
All right. The Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio continues. Got Dr. Mark Sykes of the Planetary Institute next.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the golden standard for cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
Discover your world inside Biosphere 2. Explore living, breathing scientific research. Using the new Biosphere 2 Experience app, you can now explore one of the wonders of the world's amazing 30-year history and future through never-before-seen videos and photos. Visit today at info@biosphere2.org.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Tom Sullivan here, inviting you to join the rest of us who spend every weeknight from 7 to 10 with the Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It's Buckmaster on Valentine's Day and Statehood Day. This portion of our program presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. What a beautiful area of the land of enchantment, New Mexico. It's that southwest corner of the state. Their elevation's about 5,000 to 7,000 feet. Just really a beautiful climate over there. A great climate for outdoor activities like a visit to the world famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, one of America's first national monuments, just north of the town of Silver City. You'll enjoy your visit, I know, to that area. For information about things to do, and there are a lot of things to do, and there are also a lot of wonderful places to stay in that area, visit southwestnewmexico.org for more information. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. And let's go now on the live line, our good friend, for his monthly visit to this program, Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and Director of the Planetary Science Institute, which is celebrating this month its 50th anniversary as a Tucson-based nonprofit engaged in the exploration of the solar system. Mark, how are you?
Great, great, Bill. Good to be here.
It was really a nice piece. Had you were quoted, Dr. Bill Hartman, one of your founders. There was quoted. There was a nice picture, a couple of nice pictures online and in the Arizona Daily Star marking the Planet PSI's anniversary. Congratulations, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's amazing. 50 years, of course, I have been here. I've not been here the whole time. That was, you know, I was very young at the beginning. But I've been here for about 17 years, and we've grown into one of the, if not the largest employer of planetary science scientists in the world, and with people in 30 states and 10 countries, and we're involved in all the missions and solar system exploration missions. Not just in the U.S., but many missions in other countries as well.
And your two founders are still very active.
Yep, they're still here.
That is
and working.
They're working every day, which is that's good. Keeps the mind busy. how about this? We're hearing about these kind of low orbiting satellites that are. I guess they're running into all sorts of problems because of a solar storm. Can you explain a little bit about what this is about and how does a solar storm, Mark, expand our Earth's atmosphere?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're talking about the SpaceX Starlink satellites, which they're deploying to try to set up easy access internet around the world. And my brother this weekend was actually at a remote lodge on the Rogue River in Oregon, where he runs the whitewater rafting, and that's how they were connected to the internet there, which was a really a remarkably good link. We had a little family meeting, and so they've launched thousands of satellites. And they start off in kind of low orbits, and then they get sent up to higher orbits in groups, so that as the Earth rotates, you know, they go up and occupy another piece of space, so that they have the good coverage of the ground. Well, when they're in these low orbits, couple hundred kilometers up, when there's a solar storm, then that can heat they're actually still in kind of the very tenuous outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere. And when you have a solar storm, that heats that atmosphere and expands it and makes it a little thicker at the location where these satellites are orbiting. That results in more drag as they're orbiting the Earth. And in a recent launch of 49 satellites, they lost 40 of them as a consequence of this effect.
Whoa.
But then, of course, that's 40 out of, you know, many thousand.
Yeah, but still.
And of course, these are also the satellites that people, astronomers complain about because, you know, they're moving across the sky while they're trying to observe things in the dark. And so they're particularly kind of in the way at sunset at certain locations and sunrise. Also Hubble Space Telescope sees satellites in about 8% of its images because their final orbits, you know, they start out a couple hundred kilometers. Their final orbits are up at an altitude of about 550 kilometers, which is the altitude of the Hubble telescope.
Wow. So the solar storms, these are a cyclical phenomena, is that correct?
Oh, they happen all the time.
They happen all the time.
They're not necessarily cyclical.
Okay.
But they do happen, you know, over the course of a year or so. And it's it's kind of a dodgeball thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's get up there and deploy, but you can never predict when these storms are going to occur, and so it's just part of the risk.
Are we getting kind of crowded up there?
Well, yeah. You know, space is pretty, even low Earth space is pretty big, you know, and each one of these satellites is 100 pounds or something, or a couple hundred pounds. When you consider thousands of satellites, and they're talking about launching another 30,000, up in these, they're all at about the same altitude. Now, these orbits crisscross each other, and that they're at an angle of about 53 degrees. And over time, they not only satellites fill a ring around the Earth, but then they're placed so that the longitude of that ring is different for different groups of satellites. And so you end up having kind of a donut, a very, very skinny donut up there. Now space is, even though some of these orbits are crisscrossing each other, to some extent, space is pretty big. So the odds of a collision are small. They monitor the positions of these satellites. Now, I think that gets more challenging when you get into, tens of thousands of objects. The thing that I worry about is that, let's say there is a catastrophic disruption of one of these guys. Well, then suddenly you've got even more little pieces, scattered over a larger space up there. And it doesn't take a very big piece to going at these kilometers a second where it would impact something else to cause some real damage. So we could have a cascade of debris
space
flying around. So that's
space junk.
Space junk. In fact, the worry is that we could end up with zones of space junk that we can't work in. Because they're just filled with debris, and it's very difficult to clear out, and it takes a long time for it to clear out naturally.
And these are small, you said, several hundred-pound satellites. And are they for specific users generally, Mark?
Well, this is for that internet system that they're setting up. My brother was using last weekend. He was using these satellites. And it's a pretty amazing feat. And there's other companies that are going to be launching up bunches of satellites of their own because they want to compete with SpaceX for this service. So, yeah, space could get pretty crowded up there, and I don't know to what extent people are thinking through what happens if we get a breakup or somebody decides to shoot one or something silly like that. People do stupid things in space sometimes.
Another story that caught my eye was this: there are glaciers around the world. Now they have found that not only are they shrinking, Mark Sykes, but they have less ice than previously thought. And that is not a good thing. The speed that these glaciers are receding is really astounding.
Yes, that really is a grave concern, because there's certainly over a billion people in the world that depend on the fresh water in these glaciers for their water. And there's some major systems in the Himalayas, for instance, so that feed into India. I think that the Andes is actually accumulating ice in the glaciers, but we'll see how the long term goes. But everywhere else in the world, it's declining. And some of our scientists have been participating in those kinds of studies, because as the water is melting, it's also filling up glacial lakes, and then they become hazards. And we've had some real disasters in places around the world where catastrophic flooding from these things giving way. Destroy villages and towns and change the landscape. And climate change is causing some very, severe consequences on the planet today. But the loss of drinking water, the loss of fresh water is going to be, if you're talking about a tenth of the population of the planet or more.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. That's a lot of refugees. That's a lot of problems that will undoubtedly lead to conflict.
All right, Dr. Mark Sykes, CEO and director of now the 50-year-old, officially 50-year-old, half a century Planetary Science Institute. Find out more at psi.edu. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, that'll do it for the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of Dr. Mark Sykes and John on the other side of the glass, my name is Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon.